It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. You've heard me talk about it many times, how much I enjoy being on farms and ranches, having the ability to visit with producers of all size of farming operations, producing every crop imaginable. There is a common denominator these days. One thing I hear from most of you is that you are under increasing pressure to find efficiencies wherever and whenever you can. And the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they can help you do that by extending the life of your equipment and avoiding costly breakdowns. From Mystic's JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils to the Mystic JT6 Greases to the JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid, the Mystic Legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions, and maybe to take a little bit of the pressure off your shoulders whenever possible, producers. That's lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by visiting the Mystic website, mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Cleveland Browns football fans watched their team get so close to victory playing against New Orleans, but it was not meant to be. That means they've now lost 19 in a row, haven't won a game since Christmas Eve of 2016. Lake Michigan is warming, and that could spell trouble for some game fish. This comes from a study at Purdue University. Bass fishing should be better, according to the experts, but salmon fishing will decline. The superintendent of the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore told the Chicago Tribune, "This isn't a 50 or 100-year thing." Paul Labovitz says, "This is happening now." From This Week in Agribusiness, a lot of Midwest farmers will be rolling in the harvest of crops this week with good field conditions expected. Temperatures sure will be warm for the harvest. The farmers in North Carolina, whose farms were inundated with rains from Hurricane Florence, will have to wait and see what can be salvaged from their fields after the waters subside. And that could take a few days. Of course, that state is well known for its tobacco production history. Still has a number of farms growing that crop, and it no doubt was badly damaged. But there were also fields of peanuts, cotton, corn, soybeans that would have been damaged, and sweet potatoes. North Carolina ranks number one in the production of those, and very little of that crop had yet been harvested. That's what I heard last night in a visit with my friend Larry Wooten, president of the North Carolina Farm Bureau. I posted that interview on my Twitter account if you want to listen. Twitter, at Max Armstrong. There's a physician whose tweets I follow on Twitter because of the common sense he often superbly shares there. And I'm not sure where he's located, but he states he's a trauma surgeon working in the suburbs of a large city. And this morsel from him caught my attention as it went across my screen. And I quote, "It has taken medical science 200 years to advance humans to the point where people are so healthy and living so long that they can deny science and medicine are what got us here." That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.